Welcome back to the News and Views Radio Network. We're coming to you live from McLeod because this weekend is Cowboy Up. One of the individuals in the Winemere-McLeod area. In fact, he laid down the law on social media, and I saw he spoke to some folks about if you're coming to McLeod from the south and you go up north to the Lisbon Road and come in then again south on the paved road, you're not doing yourself. You're not doing it the right way.
No, you go north of Winemere, you take a right, you go a mile, you go left, you go a mile and a half, you go right. If you're taking pavement from Winemere to McLeod, you're a rookie.
Carl Springer, ladies and gentlemen, or you know him as Zub. When you say rookie, you just mean no challenge, no guts.
I've been coming to this town for my entire life. When I was a kid, my dad would babysit because he worked for Claude Streggy.
Yep. So
he had the winters off. Well, Mom would take off in her school bus route to take the kids to Wapton from Indac. And about 5 minutes out the driveway, Dad's like, let's go. And we'd come up here and he'd play rummy with Wayne Duncan and all them guys, Johnny. And then he'd look at his watch and go, well, we're going to get going home.
Mom's coming back.
Yeah, Mom's going to be home, and don't tell her we left. Every single day when I was 3-4 years old. Then when I was 5, kindergarten every other day, I knew where I was getting my education on the off days.
Right here in McLeod, where you could learn a lot of things just by listening.
Some things that Mom didn't want you to learn.
Yeah, but look at you. Now you're a successful businessman.
A well-rounded individual.
That's right. It's part of all that. When you think of Zoobs, you think of Zoobs Nuts. Let's talk about that a little bit. You're an entrepreneur. You got employees. You got different locations. How'd this all start?
Well, I was drinking in the backyard, and I ran out of meat. My mother-in-law bought me a smoker about 7 years ago. I don't know why. She likes me. She's a nice lady. But anyways, I was sitting in the backyard drinking and ran out of meat. So I threw some pistachios in there and let them smoke for about 4 hours and took them out, and they were terrible. Well, I put them in my office.
And they were?
They were bad. Well, the texture, the consistency of a hot pistachio is not something you ever want to experience. So I put them in my office, let them cool down, and next morning I walked in and tried one. I said, well, them are actually all right. So I kept putting different things on them, and here I am.
Yeah.
Well, I had a friend out of Minneapolis who, he badgered me something fierce. Every 45 minutes I was getting a phone call or a text message telling me, you got to sell them. So I started street fairs and holiday shows, and that was September of 2018. I was at Savaca in Fort Ransom. July of 2019, I parked my semi.
Yeah, you were driving semi then.
Yeah, I was literally doing it as a side job. My wife wasn't all that happy about it, thought it was kind of crazy. And now next week she comes to work for me. So not hope. Oh,
yeah, I was coming to
work
you there.
She ain't coming to work for me. She's coming to work with me. I'll give her the title of boss. I don't care. As long as I have an extra set of hands.
You're in big trouble there.
I know. I already am. If she's listening, sorry, Jessica.
Yeah, exactly. So in terms of the recipe, you want to share that with everybody?
Yeah. When I die, I'll leave it. I'll leave it in my will for everybody to read.
Why won't? So Tim Kennedy won't tell people how he makes his prime rib. You won't tell people how to make your Zoob's Nuts.
Meshick never told anybody how to make her potato salad. My aunt Agnes never told anybody how to make her donuts or chocolate chip cookies. There's a lot of things that'll die and go to the grave with people. I mean, if I could just get one more of my aunt Agnes's donuts, you could get at Anderson's Cafe in Winemere. I think I'd give you the recipe if you can find me one. Even if it was just behind the counter and been there for 20 years since she passed away, I'll give you the recipe because I'll eat it. Man, them things are good.
In terms of the distribution of this, you were working when everybody else was playing. Street fairs, going out to county fairs, doing anything you could to make people try them so that they were going to buy them. What I remember.
They're not cheap. And how are you? If somebody walks into a liquor store, a hardware store, a meat locker, and sees a bag of pistachios sitting there that look expensive when they're actually really about the same price you pay for anything, just in a bigger bag, they're not going to buy them. So I estimate over the last 3 years we've talked to when I say we, it goes to my brother. I have a few other friends that have helped me go to these big events. And I would guess we've talked to 250 to 260,000 people. It's exhausting. It's almost to the point where I have dementia because I can't remember. I look at people and I'm like, I should remember you. But I've talked to so many people and seen so many faces over the last 3 years just getting the word out about this product that it's, I mean, that's the only way to do it.
How many, do you even keep track or have an estimate of how many bags you sold?
A lot.
I knew that, Zoom. I knew that.
I have it at home.
How about how many pounds?
Geez, it's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, okay, let's do it this way. How many pounds a month?
Right now, with things picking up and opening back up, I'd say we're right at about 1,800 or 1,900 pounds a month.
Okay.
That's just the pistachios.
That's a lot. Does the consumer realize, you know, like when I buy a package of Zoob's nuts, that there's more in there? That you know, you might pay a buck or two, but the fact of the matter is I get more pistachios?
Yeah, I think they, well, maybe not. They didn't know my grandpa. You know, I started my entrepreneurship when I was 6 years old selling sweet corn. And a baker's dozen is usually what you get. Not with Grandpa Slug, it was 15. Give him 15. That 75 cents you're selling that sweet corn for is too much. You give him 15 cobs. So, yeah, there's a little extra in every bag just to make sure everybody gets a little extra.
So you've expanded. I know this because I'm a connoisseur. I mean, you've done different types. You've done almonds. You've done, what makes you try these other things?
Now that I have the space, I mean, I can do everything I've always wanted to do. But before I was leasing a building from Ted for the Black Pelican, and with everything getting canceled in 2020, it wasn't going to work for me to be leasing his building in 2021 because all of his catering jobs got moved. He's been working. Every time you drive by there, he's in there cooking. On the road, going to the next event.
Well, the Black Pelican's exploded.
The Black Pelican's exploded, but he's hardly ever catering there because he's across the road at his catering kitchen getting ready for the tomorrow's thing or that next night's thing because he's got a wedding. You know, all the weddings from 2020, all the events, everything that he had booked for 2020 got pushed off to 2021, yeah, along with everything going on in 2021. So he's...
I always wonder, Zoob, you know, the people that were scheduled to get married in 2020, or 2021, I should say, I always wonder, you know, because it got put off till 2022 or, you know, whatever the dates are. I always wonder how many of those people ever really got married. You know what?
The percentage that went, man, I'm glad we didn't get married.
Exactly. See ya. Exactly.
I'm leaving with my suitcase.
This never was meant to be.
There's a few people happy for COVID. Went, man, I'm glad that it was supposed to happen in July, and now we're in July of this year, and I'm moved out and down the road.
How do you build a distribution network for something like what you're doing? Because if I go out to Forbes deer hunting, there's Zoob nuts on the wall.
Pride of Dakota Network is what it is. Is where I started in bars. I don't have a whole lot of them left, just because the profit margin wasn't really there for them. And they do sell another beer, but either way, the Pride of Dakota Network, when I got into that, they give you a list of every Pride of Dakota-friendly company in the state of North Dakota, and it's huge. I mean, it is.
Does it work?
Yes.
Okay.
You walk in. Well,
I think that started with Sarah Vogel years ago. She wanted to point out, you know, what North Dakota products were out there. And she was North Dakota's Ag Commissioner then. And I think...
More than likely, because it's still run through the Ag Commissioner.
Yep.
Or at, you know, Department of Agriculture. So. Yep.
That makes sense, because that was... Unless it was Kent Jones before her, but, you know, it came through the Ag Department, and I think it was Sarah that said, we're not showing off the North Dakota products we have.
Right. I got to get back to this before we forget. You kind of hijacked me there, but the reason I can't get in, or, you know, I had to part ways with the Black Pelican was I wasn't going to have the room. I wasn't going to have the space to keep up with all the retailers I have, so we put up a building in Hankinson. Had an opportunity arise, and we're still based out of Windermere. Don't get me wrong. I needed a place to make these things, and it's, I mean, without employee, until my wife starts managing this thing, next week.
You're just buying insurance.
Oh, well, I'm just hoping she wasn't listening. I told her what I was doing, but I bit my tongue.
Okay, but we're talking prime rib. We're talking this. We're talking every small town area has that.
Yeah.
I mean, every small town area has that. I mean, if I go to Manador, you know, JJ's going to cook prime rib, and it's going to taste absolutely great. Or the boys are going to cook walleye or whatever. But every small town knows what it's like to get people together. You know, the place I'm at right now, if I come here for a steak, tonight wouldn't be a good night, in fairness to them, because you start ordering off the menu. They'll probably do it, but if you order off the menu, as busy as they're going to be, it isn't the right way to treat them or to do it. But, you know, if I come here next week, Saturday, it's going to be really cool. Yeah. And the same thing with the Pelican. The same thing if you're in Crosby or Ray, or the same thing that, you know, if you're sitting there in Langdon or Grafton or Park River, you're going to get all of that. That's the wonderful part of all this.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I've been coming here for 39 years. I was here in 1989 when the trail ride took off to Bismarck, which is something I'll never forget. Okay. I was eight.
You know, your dad's a cool guy. I've always loved the guy. He raised you right.
Well, if we shot three pheasants on the way up here, we could trade that for a box of Schmidt beer to Johnny. He'd take them. He wouldn't even have to be clean. He'd just take them three pheasants, give them a box of Schmidt beer, and
it was all even.
Yeah, everything was fine. Then he'd beat my dad and Rummy about five games in a row for a dollar. So he got three pheasants, $5, and all Dad got was a little of that slew water he used to drink.
Stick around. Welcome back to Cowboy App. I'm talking with Carl Springer, or you know him as Zoob. Carl, what's that smell I have outside the door here?
Beautiful, 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 much needed rain.
It looks good, doesn't it?
It looks fantastic. I almost want to go out there and stand. If this headset wasn't on here, I'd go right out there.
What was the old adage from the old farmers that rain where you have the bubbles?
I don't know, man. I'm only 40, Joel.
What do you mean you're only 40? I mean,
didn't that mean
more rain?
We're going to get more. It's really going to start coming. I just looked at the radar. It's going to come down pretty hard here in about 2 minutes.
There's an old superstition about a rain with air bubbles. I don't know what it is. Somebody will text it in, 35270. But there is. All right. I've been promoting the fact that you're a young entrepreneur and getting the job done. You also have a meat rub, right?
I do. I have the food processor license. I made a pretty good seasoning for steaks and burgers and chops and whatnot. So I started making that too and put it out for sale, and brought some chicken in the house one day. Told my wife, you know, here you go. Here's your chicken. I come back in. She said, what do you do to this chicken? I said, why, is it bad? She goes, best chicken I've ever had.
Yeah.
I said, well, I made it for steak. She goes, well, you missed the mark, so whatever.
I love her. Let me just say this and get in trouble with you.
Go ahead.
She's right.
I know.
And I don't dislike it on steak. You know, I've tried it on both.
Yeah.
But I'll take it on chicken.
Way better on chicken.
You put it on the beer can chicken.
Yeah.
You know, put it on the Weber.
Fantastic on steak, but the chicken is just out of this world.
My buddy Carl right now is going to be so mad at me that I'm using my Weber rather than my smoker, my Yoder on that.
No, I've been using a charcoal all summer.
Yep.
I smoke nuts all day long, so I use charcoal when I go home.
Yeah, the petrified wood, I've been using a lot of that, too.
And the lump charcoal, it's some good stuff.
Zoob, thanks for coming on, man.
Not a problem, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. When we come back, a brand-new rookie when it comes to the board here at, Tia's going to join us at Cowboy Up right after this. All right, you guys are letting me down. I asked what it means when, you know, the rain hits the ground and you end up with bubbles in it. What the heck? There's an old superstition about that. I need a text at 35270. My cousin Jess says bubbles mean moisture in any form for three more days. He says, to the best of my knowledge. But there's some old farmer out there that there was a superstition. I know there was about that, or an old story. She's here. Tia Bope, wondering how the heck she got here. New member on the committee here at Cowboy App. How you been?
Good.
So, why'd you do this? You starting to wonder?
Well, it's a great cause. I don't think anyone can turn away working for a group for trying to find and support people that are going through treatment at Roger Maris. Personally, I've had a sister-in-law fight it. I have a great nephew that was diagnosed with a former leukemia, and he's fought the battle. I've lost two uncles, an aunt, and another aunt that's fought it, as well as many, many dear friends.
Yeah.
And it's just a great cause, and the part that I like the most is the money goes right to Roger Maris, and it's local. It's the people that we see on the street every day, our friends, our family, that are benefiting from, you know, the work that is done through Cowboy Up.
Yeah, I have somebody I know in Williston that Roger Maris means everything
absolutely.
To him. I mean, that's that Roger Maris cuts a wide swath.
It does.
It's in a lot of different places.
It does.
You know, I got to ask you this. I'm not trying to depress you, but we're here because of the fight for cancer. What's it like to hear that? I know what it's like myself to have that person that you love dearly say, you know what, I got it.
You know?
I mean, what's that like? Because you just rattled off a whole bunch of names.
I did, and I don't think anyone wants to hear those three words, that you have cancer. And my very best friend, her husband, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, right before our county fair, was diagnosed with cancer and two small children at the time, you know, and he put up a heck of a fight. But, you know, I was there firsthand watching the trials and tribulations that you go through,
yeah.
No matter how hard you fight and the toll it takes on a family, and not knowing how long a person can continue with this fight. And, you know, the things that we take for granted every day are huge struggles. I mean, going to church on Sunday, I mean, to even have the energy to get up and do that, or go watch their children participate in activities, you know, I mean, you almost have to plan almost a day ahead or more to, you know, save your energy so you can do those kinds of things. And it's just heart-wrenching. So anything that we as a Cowboy Up team and this fundraiser can do to make those visits to Roger Maris any more pleasant, if they can be, is what this is for, you know. So.
Tia, they found a good committee member. I'm going to tell you that.
You
know, to say some of what you're getting at, it means you have that understanding. We had some young kids here, and the attitude that they had. One of the young kids was, I think he was selling lemonade. He had gone through it, and he was raising money for Cowboy Up.
Yep.
And he was doing it right here on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which actually you'd think, okay, you know, people stop by the lemonade stand just to show support and to appreciate what that young man is doing. He sold a lot of lemonade.
Absolutely.
I mean, he sold a lot of lemonade.
Absolutely.
And I think that things like that happen.
Yep. And what's so, I guess, fun about this event is it's so family-based. I mean, Tim and Karen and you know, family members of theirs are here. But it's everybody from young to old working. I mean, there's several young kids in the VF right now having a bake sale and setting that all up and cutting the bars and putting the stuff all together and organizing it. I mean, it's all ages here working together as a team to try and make this event the most successful it can be. And the people that come out to Cowboy Up are so generous. I mean, I was amazed last night when we were working all day yesterday setting up silent auction items, and we came to closing down last night and going for grab a bite to eat, and we were already at 90 plus silent auction items. And we knew that, you know, today there will be more that come in, you know, probably a lot more that come in. And
well, there's some in the back of my pickup.
Absolutely.
And, they're not from me. I want to be clear about that to the listening audience. I'm not trying to take credit for something I didn't do other than throw it in my pickup. Somebody came to the lobby at KFGO and said, I want you to take this to McLeod.
That's awesome.
And use it for silent auction items. I don't know who he was.
Right.
I don't know where he lived. All I know is he was generous.
Yep. And the generosity is just amazing. You know, I think the event hits home for a lot of people. And, you know, I hope people realize that this just isn't about a horse trail ride, and that you can't come out to McLeod and participate in the event if you don't have a horse. There's several people here that don't have horses. You know, there's going to be kids games, and there's, you know, there's burger stands, and there's silent auction, there's live action,
there's
so many things
dance.
To do. There's a street dance, there's live music tonight as well. I mean,
somebody wanted to know who the music was, Tia, and I didn't know. I didn't have am I putting you on the spot here? Because if need be, Abby will come sing, my producer.
Perfect,
Abby, isn't
perfect.
That right? You'll
come
out.
I don't know that was agreed upon. If Joel sings, I will sing with him.
Yep.
I'll be the backup.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be the deep.
We have a gentleman, I think, out of South Dakota coming tonight, but I know tomorrow night's Brother Jukebox.
Okay.
So, there's music both nights. It'll be fun, and you know, if something gets rained out, oh well, because I think we all are pretty excited to see this rain,
yep.
And I'm sure the group that are out on horses right now are just taking it all in, loving the fact that they're getting soaked riding horses and raising money for a good cause.
Yep. I don't think there's going to be one person that's going to worry about a little mud on their shoes in that street dance.
No. And the animals will be loving it too.
Yeah, exactly. So, Tia, I know that there's 9 members on the committee, and there's a lot of volunteerism goes into this. I think oftentimes when an event this big that carries on, you know, there's a lot of small towns listening to you right now that know exactly what we're talking about. But, you know, I think that sometimes the work and the planning and everything that goes into it, a guy forgets
right.
to thank you because there's a lot of hours. Is it fun?
It's a blast. It really is. I've been involved a few years prior to this. Gary Bernhardt took over the extreme races on Friday nights, the obstacle courses. And so my family and I have helped him with that for the last few years. And it's so fun. And that, too, is just a blast. And if someone's looking for something to do at 5 o'clock tonight, come watch it. Because we set up obstacle courses and people try their luck. And it's usually quite humorous. And
how do they run it?
Well, it's just we run it as a timed event and try and penalize, I guess, if they can't do a certain obstacle or whatever. But
are we talking on horse or on
absolutely.
Foot?
Absolutely. No, this is on horse.
This is on horse?
This is on horse. Yep, absolutely. It's on horse. So, yep, and we do a sack race where you got to hang on to we use a towel, but you and your partner, and then you got to run the outside of the arena and around it, and it's timed and can't drop the sack or you're penalized. So, I mean, it's so fun. I mean, and people do things like that with someone they've never rode with before just for fun, and it's so lighthearted competition, but it's a blast.
You mentioned that it's a family event. There was an individual here last year, Mr. Spike, and he sat out here and he brought his horse, and his sole mission and why he did it was to take little kids on that. Bruce, he yep. put him on the horse and he walked him around town.
Yep.
And the kids started lining up. You know, a lot of those kids had never rode a horse.
That's
never.
Right.
And he had the perfect horse for it.
Yep.
He had a hold of the reins, and he just walked with it. And
yep, I think we'll be doing that tomorrow, too.
He didn't have to do that.
No, he didn't. Bruce has a big heart.
Exactly. I mean, he just said, you know, I'm going to go help. I'm going to. And you know those kids went home and said, I rode a horse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, made their day. Things that the rest of us take for granted makes, you know, other people's day. So it'll be fun, and I think we're doing that tomorrow, too, actually. I don't know if Bruce is going to have a horse, but I know I'll have one here, too. So it'll be fun.
I hope Bruce does. I do, because he just could not have done it better. Let's get to the real hard facts about this. Last night when you came into the Silver Prairie to eat, what'd you have?
Patty melt.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Prime ribs tonight, you know.
Yeah, it's awesome. Food here is great. It's always never disappoints here at the Silver Prairie.
It's one thing to feed a couple hundred people or 150 people on a weekend because it's always, you know, that's a big crowd for a small town.
Absolutely.
It's another thing to feed 1,000.
Right.
Because there's 500 and some on the ride, which means they've got family coming
absolutely.
Here and a lot more for the street dance in a town of 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people to feed.
It is. A lot of people will come through.
I forgot the number. I counted the porta potties on Main Drag.
13.
See? You are a committee member.
13.
Do you got enough?
I hope so. The porta potty guy that came and delivered them yesterday said that all the events that he's participated in or supplied porta potties to have been up by about 1/3 this year. So I think people are ready to get out and have some fun. So I hope he has lots of work ahead pumping those things.
That's the goal, right?
Right.
Matter of fact, it might be a really good goal if the porta potties just end up women porta potties.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Exactly. T, I could do this all day. Thank you. Is there anything else you want to get out to people?
No, just thanks for the support, for all the people that have supported, and come on out. Don't be afraid. You don't need a horse to be here. And just keep in mind the cause. It's all going to Roger Maris, and, you know, it's going to be a great weekend. And thank God for the rain.
You realize, barring me getting fired or saying, okay, I'm too old for this job, we'll still be talking 10 years from now. Once you're on this committee, they're not going to let go of you. You realize that.
Well, it's a great cause, so how can you say no?
Exactly. Tia Boop, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, there is something in your area just like this. It may not be a trail ride. It may not be, you know, exactly what they're doing here in McLeod, North Dakota at Cowboy Up. I love coming here each and every year because cancer's affected my life as well. And it's taken somebody I love dearly and hurt some others. And so, you know, it's important. It's important, but there is an event going on in your area, and I hope you attend it. Now, there are a lot of messages that come in at a time like this. This one I think is important to get on air. Somebody said, you know, there are folks in McLeod that really want people to pay attention to their yards and their private property. Don't leave garbage laying around. You know, any big event, you're going to have some of that. But, of course, now it's dealing with horses. And so, you know, after a rain like this, amazingly with a rain like this, I'm sure there's some even more damage that could be made. I would guess the individual that's texting in would admit that the huge percentage of individuals that, you know, they are very respectful. All it takes is that one or two. A couple other text messages, somebody talking about and mad about that on this Friday when we're working and doing everything we can to raise a buck or two from cancer, that we didn't talk about, you know, Joe Biden and Afghanistan. And, you know, it's a phone number that consistently comes in. It's a mad, it's an angry person. And know this, we're not running, we're not hiding. We'll be there next week and we'll hit upon it. We'll know even more next week. And so all I can say to you who writes the nasty notes like this is, number one, you got the right to do it. There's freedom of speech, and you have the right to do it. I have the right not to read word for word what you put on air, and I have the right to not read the 50 of them you send me. But I also have this right, and I owe you this as well. I really do, as somebody who knows exactly what happened today and is accusing me of hiding. I want to thank you, whether you believe it or not, I want to thank you for listening to each and every minute of this show. Without you, we wouldn't be number one. Good riding with you, folks. We'll see you next week. I always thought-